As kabisa.
Oh, pia pia mimi nilijua niko married. So alikuwa ananiambia ti people like us get sex once a month.
I yeah. But,
actually, that's why sisi
you told me I don't have any.
I became
and I know everybody that is poor is into religion, bro. It is only after getting YouTube money that you think that God is shit. You know, wa vile watu wanadinyana itao.
Eh,
where a woman is having somebody paying for rent, another one taking her for to Naivasha, another one paying her school fees, then there is you.
So it's good to hear from you that a podcast can actually thrive on.
They do. I think the highest they have paid me is about $4,000. Yeah.
BBC have a dog in the Tanzania fight for them to doctor anything. Before we talk about what you think the doctor...
But then...
Ekonene. Episode 556. Tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Na leo niko na msee wile kama unapenda podcast, he needs no introduction. Tuko na Odur Jagero. Yes? Jakanye. Unakuwa kwa Jakanye.
Janakachi, Jakizumu.
Eh, Nyakachi.
Yeah, 25 kilometers from Kizumu town.
Oh, kusipia mimi unajua unakuwa kwa Janakachi.
Unakuanga ama huu?
Ama Jamakachi. Yes, ama Jamakachi.
From where?
Janakachi, Koguta.
Ah,
that I is... I always say we are the only people who produced a president. Yeah,
that is... Ochuka. That is 7 minutes from my place.
Yeah.
By car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you will produce Ochuka?
Yeah, like me, I was president for how long? Jamali kimbizwa.
Eh. Ali nini? I did an interview with my uncle.
Yeah.
And my uncle was telling me cuz the fact that he was from Koguta. So they knew him.
Mm.
He was like their, you know, peer. And he allegedly buried his brother alive. Unajua?
Who?
Si Ochuka.
Why?
See, walikosana. Like the brother was used to be a drunkard. Alikuwa anasumbua sumbua. So one day Ochuka was alikujaga tu hapo tu wacha. Wakamluto kwa nini? Kwa shimo.
Really?
Alafu wakamfunika and then he just went. He was a crazy dude, man. He was not a... And he's one of the reasons why when I always think about... Because wacha tuanze na hii trajectory. What do you think about revolutions? And do you think Kenya is ripe for a revolution?
You know, what I think about revolutions is that... Because, for example, right now, if we say that we are going to have a revolution,
yes.
Revolution against the government, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we are going to be tutagawana right in the middle.
Mm.
People who don't want the person to be removed, the people that do not want that person that they want to remove to go,
yes.
And there are others that are going to say, okay, we want him gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we have had several near kind of revolutions before.
Yes.
Where we had Raila, you know, bringing everybody in the streets.
Yes.
And asking people to leave. You know, we are not going Tuesday.
Mm.
And lots of Kenyans would come and would support. Some would point the streets, some would support.
Mm.
Okay. But another big part Chunk. Of this country will say, no, we are not interested in that.
Mm.
So in as far as revolution is concerned, probably there are. I thought that the June 2024 revolution is how close we came to having one. But again, some people are also saying that, okay, was it a real one? Kisikia watu wanaongea wanasema, was it a real one? So I'm just wondering... but I don't think we arrive for it. I don't think that, for example, if you look at Kibaki was supported by a very large group in this country, even when people really, really hated him.
Mm.
If we come to Uhuru Kenyatta, a very big percentage of this country still loved him and still stuck with him, even though many Kenyans, maybe three quarters of this country did not like him.
Mm.
But still, it would be very difficult to remove him because this huge... quarter does not want him to go, and that is about 4 million people.
Yes.
And then now you have Ruto, okay? Ruto, let's say, is supported by who? When they had a broad-based government with Raila Odinga, most of the people, the Nilots from it's called River Lake Nilots,
yes,
joined him.
Mm.
And so you had all those people from the Luo Nyanza supporting him. You have most of the Kalenjin supporting him, almost all Kalenjins, and a swath of northern Kenya supporting him. And then you have pockets of people who are not supporting him, mainly from the Mount and other small places, and some Gen Zs. So if we were to do a revolution, I don't know how that would go.
Yes, because the reason I was asking you is, I mean, because this conversation, this was not even supposed to be part of it, yes? But when I joked about Ochuka, and then I told you that Ochuka literally buried his brother alive.
Yeah.
When I talk about revolutions and when I think about a military taking over, because I remember like in 2024, there was that rumor of military iko ready to take over from Ruto. And I always feel like people romanticize soldiers. They don't know that these people are very structured in a certain way. And the fact that they're supposed to leave their houses knowing that it would be their last day, they don't look at life the way we look at life.
Yeah.
That's why someone like Ochuka could do that to his brother. So now try and imagine some strange army guy, what he'd do to us as strangers. You understand? So I'll always choose civilian rule over any sort of... If we had a structure where I know this revolution, after this is going to happen, like it's very structured, then as a support. But the fact that revolutions are chaotic.
I don't think military rule is pretty. It is not pretty. The way they work is with instructions. Wakisema kuna podcast hakuna. No two way about it. Wanakuja wanatoa hizi vitu zote wanarusha kwa lori.
Na wanapigwa kwa vimilitari.
Na wanaenda nazo. Wanafunga Fixing the Nation. Wanafunga DWJ. Wanafunga hizo vitu zote. Na wanasema we are not going to have elections.
Yes.
And that's it. There are no elections. Wana disband IEBC. Na wanasema ni hivyo tu. Wanasema waje tutakumbuka hiyo kitu maybe in another 10 years. Na ni hivyo.
We've come to bring stability.
Yeah.
Yes, so I think kuna kwa gana yo romanticization where people feel like just because wanachukia Ruto. But sasa, Odro Jagero, me nimekam kukujua as a podcaster, but vile tukua tunafanya na wewe podcast that time, that's when I ended up knowing you're a tech guy pia.
Yeah.
So, Chuo, Uli, study?
Mass communication and journalism.
Okay.
Then I went to YouTube University and taught myself how to code. And make websites and do branding. So then, because I went to a very dubious college, bro. Zile za tao.
Zitech. This is Zitech. Zitech is mbaya.
Zitech is better. Nairobi Aviation. Unaijua?
I think niko naijua. Ilikuwa, where was it?
Ilikuwa Aga Khan Walk.
Yeah.
That how iko karibu na Aga Khan Walk. That tall building.
Yes.
It's still there. Is it they are doing very well? What wanapata my certificates hapo bado?
Uliona zile siku za ulikuwa naulizwa, what do you do? Unasema niko na certificate ya computer.
Exactly. So there was they gave us a chance to go for tertiary education, but it was not very pretty like Nairobi. We know when I did my KCPE, KCSE, sindio? You know, your fourth form. I got 59 points out of I needed to have 61 in order to go to the university. But then I failed with 2 points.
Oh, okay.
So that meant that I could only... My dad actually told me I should go for teaching. And I hated that thing. I wasn't going to do that. Mimi nilikuwa nataka kukua a Catherine Kasavuli. Nilikuwa nataka kukua a Nimrod Tabu. That's what I wanted to do. But then, so after doing that, I realized just after finishing school that, look, this shit is so hard to get into to a studio and start reading news. It's not easy. So there is nepotism, there is tribalism, then there is friendship, then there is whatever. Then I just melted away. It slipped through my fingers, and then I just started doing my own things. But I really, really loved tech.
Oh, okay.
So I taught myself how to code. I taught myself
Yourself how to code? You only online?
Online. There was something called Lynda. Lynda was it was later bought by LinkedIn, and then it became LinkedIn Learning. So I went to Lynda.com, and then you'd choose a course, and then those days they could even give you a tutor once in a while to take you through something that was difficult that you didn't understand at the time. Yeah, nikafanya hiyo nikamaliza, then I taught myself graphics design.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I taught myself graphics.
So tawende umefanya hizo DWJ.
Kila kitu.
Oh, damn. Okay. Ah, I want ni kwa ni one stop shop. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. Then I taught myself how to you know, obviously coding is website design. Mm. So even all my websites on DWJ are done by me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. So then I started doing branding for people, doing them websites, doing for them logos and all that stuff, taking them to the website, doing website for them, because I was trained as a writer.
Mm.
And so I developed content, text content.
Mm.
And then now, because I knew how to develop websites, I could actually write the content and make for you a website. Mm. Because I taught myself graphics design, I could give you all, the entire shebang.
Mm.
You know, I do for you the logo, I take you to the website, I build for you the content. And then when Facebook came, we were one of the first guys to get into onto Facebook.
Okay.
And so social media is also something that I really love.
Mm.
You know, if you look at the pages of DWH, you may shoot to be bad, sana.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah.
Because talking of Facebook, how is it going to monetize? Yes. I got to digress kidogo. Yeah. And how is it?
It is beautiful. It's just the same as YouTube.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
It's the same. What do you do? Do you put full episodes?
No.
Yeah.
Just
what
cuts.
Are you doing?
Cuts. So I have cuts So when I do a 1 hour video, I do cuts. There are some cuts that are 2 minutes.
Mm.
There are some that look like a segment. Mm. You see the segment that you put on YouTube?
Mm.
Yeah. So me, but I put them on as portrait.
Mm.
Portrait segments.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then I have other 2 small ones, like 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Evo.
Mm. Okay, I think I need to explore it more. And how many, like, do you post?
6 times a day.
6 times a day?
Yeah.
Oh, and you're saying, like, it matches YouTube?
It matches YouTube.
Damn, that's good, man.
Yeah, it matches YouTube. It's very, very good, actually.
Okay, because I've been checking, man, like, because I started posting, but Nizile Izo Reels, basically. The Reels that are on this platform, this other platform. So I've been getting those two ninis of, oh, you've earned this whole month $50. And they're like, what the hell am I supposed to?
But you see, lazima understand, ikonini ya kwamba, you started YouTube in kitambo.
Yes, yes.
And you know, algos like you as you continue posting, and you know, they are saying, okay, this guy is serious. That is the same with Facebook. They will just look at you and say, okay, you are serious. We are going to push your content more. Okay, now you are a bit more serious. Push more, push more, and push more, and push more. Yeah. So right now, for me, I'm a favorite. You know, they call what? There is a language that they use for my content. They have categorized me in a way, so they push my content a lot more.
Oh, which is good. Because the funny thing is, I've been thinking of, like, every year, I don't know if you have, you're that sort of person, but every year I give myself targets.
Yeah.
So I'm like, by the end of this year, I need to have done this. So, like, one of the targets that I had was, by the end of this year, I need to have upgraded the studio in a significant way.
Yeah.
So,
like the content house.
Yes. So with that, now able to get like extra, a camera, a what. So now the funny thing is, in my 2026 plan was, I need to push Facebook more.
Yeah.
I need to figure out Facebook. So it's good to hear from you that a podcast can actually thrive on.
They do. I think the highest they have paid me is about $4,000. Yeah, they have, yes.
I need to do more Facebook.
It works.
Yeah.
It works very well.
Because I always assume, I think in my mind, I always assume that since the audience yangu iko YouTube, hata nikiweka Facebook, they'll still look for me on YouTube. But then you come to find out that there are people who just thrive on Facebook.
No. What I've realized with these platforms is that kuna watu wenye wanakuanga Facebook na hata ienda YouTube. Kuna watu wako TikTok yenye hata toka huko. Kuna watu wanapenda YouTube na wana social media. You know, like, my wife does not have Facebook or TikTok in her phone, but she's always on YouTube. Yeah. So, you have a... Like, for example, my Facebook is very interesting that the highest percentage of my Facebook people are in Kenya, but 24%.
Okay.
Then the next one is Zambia, the second.
Oh, okay.
Is Zambia.
Yeah, because you have the language advantage.
The third is South Africa. Then the fourth is Nigeria. Then the fifth is Uganda. Tanzania is nowhere on my radar at all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, because of Swahili. So I think with me, most probably I'd have Tanzania.
Yes.
Because I have Swahili. Yeah, in there. Okay. And YouTube, how's your audience?
YouTube, my audience number one is Kenya at 21%.
Mm. Number two.
Then number two is South Africa. Number three is US.
Mm.
Number four is Zambia.
Mm.
Number five is Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Because me now, like, I think because the fact that I use Swahili, number one is Kenya.
Yeah.
With like 80%.
Ooh, that's a lot,
I think maybe 75.
Yeah.
Number two, US.
Because
now Africa, where else? So number two is Kenyans in America.
Okay.
I call them Kia.
Yeah.
Then now number three, funny enough, is UK and Australia. They always flip.
Yeah.
Africa and Kenya too. Like TZ, UG, Julikani.
Mimi, I have US and UK in top seven.
Mm.
Yeah, so UK is around number six, I think, number six or seven.
Mm.
Yeah, but a big percentage is in Southern Africa.
Mm.
Yeah, like Southern Africa would take the entire cake, like half.
That's good, because another thing that... people who don't create content don't know is the fact that where your audience is determines how much you're paid.
Yeah.
So that means that if you're a Kenyan with a significantly like large audience in South Africa, like 100 views from a South African audience will pay you more than 100 views from a Kenyan audience.
Yeah.
Because South Africa will advertise a lot of stuff compared to Kenya. Kenya is a much smaller market.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that you realize. Okay, okay. Because I've been seeing a lot of people posting on Facebook, and I'm like, this thing has to have something.
For me, Facebook, I am monetized as a person.
Mm.
I am monetized as political headache.
Okay.
I am monetized as DWJ.
So when you combine those three, that's when you're saying that it reaches that.
That's when a one page. 4,000, that was just DWJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, what had you posted about? What was that went that viral? Like, how many views did that?
I think there are two videos there that clocked about 2 million each.
Ooh, damn. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
My videos on Facebook really go viral sometimes.
Mm.
Like, really viral.
Mm. And what were the videos about? Just curious. Yeah, but
they are just this naughty stuff.
Yeah. The funny thing, have you ever noticed that you'll never know what's going to go viral?
No, you can't.
Sometimes you'll have such a good podcast and you're like, a lot of people need to watch this.
Yeah, like when we did Wash, the Wash video,
yeah.
I had no clue. It shocked me, bro.
Yeah, it was everywhere. Because I remember, like, even for me, for my algorithm,
yeah.
It was in my face, like, Wash.
Yeah.
I think there are topics that Kenyans, interest Kenyans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did not think about it as a viral video at all. It'll end up viral video. But even the guy that did it got a lot of consultancy. From that video.
Okay. Yes, I understand. Is that there are things that interest Kenyans but that one interested everyone, like Africans in general, huh?
Everybody. Mm. Like even outside Africa. There's a huge percentage. I think there was about 7% of it was from US only.
Mm.
And then there was 3% from Australia.
Mm.
Then even the UK, it just went completely global.
Oh, okay. Mm. And then with that, I'd also ask you, have you thought about meeting Ruto and thanking him? You know, he got Facebook monetized. That was one of his, in his manifesto, I'm going to get Facebook monetized. And he used to push it. Itumbi really pushed it.
You know, what I don't understand about that issue, well, thank you to the president. I am not very sure about what he did.
But then...
He also said the same of TikTok. What became of that?
Because TikTok, have you ever watched TikTok when you're outside Kenya? It's a very different experience.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But they are running ads on our shit here.
No, here I don't see ads. There are ads nowadays.
There are so much ads.
Yeah.
Yes, on Kenya. A lot.
Okay, because I remember like the first time I saw ads on TikTok was like last year. Like the guy US trip had taken. So I opened my TikTok and I'm seeing an ad.
There are so many ads now.
So now, sure. Mimi, kitu funny ni, I always open my TikTok, naenda. So my juzi pia nikiwa Cape Town, niliona ads. But nikiwa Kenya, somehow zionagi ads.
No. My TikTok is full of ads.
Like, akina Safaricom and not?
No. I don't see the Safaricoms.
Who are you? Who is advertising? Because I remember.
They're strange people. I don't even know them, bro. Mm. They are either in South Africa or they are Maju, they are all over the place. But a few Kenyans have also started pushing their ads on TikTok.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because me majuzi nakuanikiona, yo vile nakuambia a few weeks ago, I saw, mifika tu SA hivi, nikapata advert ya BMW. Kwa na watu wananipenda, wanafikiria niko na hii pesa. Like, yeah, 2025.
Yeah, but you are a big, so Kenya, you are a big podcaster, you should have a BMW though.
My Facebook is not Facebooking. Facebook, it needs...
Facebook need consistency.
Yes, then I know, I know.
They will keep pushing you to from one tier to the other.
The funny thing is, I've been thinking about it. It's so interesting how in life, I don't know if that ever happens to you, where when you think about something, you end up like, if by when the time Ian is going to watch this episode, he's going to laugh.
Yeah,
because we had this conversation yesterday. I was telling him we need to do something about Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook. Yes. Facebook, for me, I would tell every creator that they need to be very serious with Facebook because it pays. Yani, you can be in the village and posting, and by the end of the month, you'll get $200. That is like 28,000.
Yes, that's good money. That's good money. Mm.
Yeah.
Because even for me, even when I look at the what I've told you, like a $50, $60, I look at it as this is something I've made effortlessly.
Sasa mimi hapo ndo political lady kiko hapo kwa $50.
Yeah. Afu nachikile like, na yu na post 6 videos hour?
Apana.
You see, you're doing it lightly.
Yes.
So now you see, I think sometimes it's... There's this thing where I like quoting rappers, but I think it's Jay-Z that I always hear saying that what we forget is 100% of zero is zero.
Yeah.
And blah, blah, blah. So with that, what that means is, like, personally, I've been thinking I need to get someone who's just focused on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So ntamwambia like, hey, tutaanza hivi, you'll start with like a low, whatever, but the more we grow it, you'll...
Yeah.
So now, ye mwenye ajue, we are joint at the hip. Lazima amke asubuhi.
But the person who is doing YouTube management for you should be able to do the same.
So what I've been thinking is, I think the debate that I've had is, should I, like, for example, when I do the solo videos, where I analyze situations and I give my views, should I just take that whole video and put it on Facebook?
Yes, exactly.
I've been thinking of that.
Yes, exactly. How many? How long is it? It's about 15 minutes,
yes,
right?
Yes, 15.
Yeah, that one should go to Facebook. Then... Both to YouTube, yes, and
Facebook. And Facebook, and then see what happens with the Facebook one.
That will make it bigger.
Sindio?
That will make it bigger.
Acha nitukano hapo sana. Kuna hizo hizo solo videos
am tukano si ndio pesa.
Eh, natukana. Agwa hizo.
No.
Hiyo
ndio sasa pesa.
Washi tukano like kwa comment mpaka ukaenda kwa Miro ukajiangalia kwa like.
Mimi naipanga.
But the funny thing is, when I watch Jagero, I see a very likable character. Like for me, I always know I'm not likable. I brush people the wrong way. You don't feel like you are likable. Like
I think
hate you is to be an asshole.
You see now the difference between me. The difference between me and you is that you have a lot of opinions on different things. Now, ukiona podcast zangu zikuangi na opinions mingi sana.
Okay.
Most of the time I let the guest talk.
Yes.
Lakini wewe, you almost go 60-40 with your guests.
Eh, tunapelekana.
So that means you're both guests.
Mm.
At some point.
Yes.
You know, vile nilikuwa... Last one I saw ilinichekesha sana. Wewe na Kive. Kive anakuambia, wewe tuende likitabu bwa. Kitabu kitaenda, ngoja kidogo.
Yes, yes. There's that. The funny thing about it is, funny enough, even with Kive, you'll see that at some point, I always take a seat back. Like when I feel something is getting too hot, I'll take a seat back.
Mm.
But even when I take the seat back, now you'll find like with the Kibe one, there was backlash that why did you let Kibe win? And I'm there telling people it's not about winning.
Is that the same video that we're talking about where you go to Mwambia, kitabu tutaenda?
Yeah. People felt like I didn't pin him down, that I should have pinned him down. And I'm there like,
kata bro.
Atuwezi.
Unajua as a podcaster, you can only reach a certain place.
Mm.
Kwa sababu saa zingine wanakataa tu. Mm. Sasa utawacha podcast kwa sababu wamekataa.
Hawezi acha.
So unaendelea tu unasema okay, let me give you that small one.
Na wewe ukiona Kibe, how does he behave? Because mimi na yeye it always goes
Kibe
left.
Kibe is a very difficult guest.
Mm. Yeah.
Kwanza nataka kukuoji.
Na kukupatia advice as you go.
Yes.
As you go along.
Yeah, the last one we did with him, alini choma sana. He was talking about you guys who are married. You don't know nothing.
Mm.
Yeah, bogus kabisa.
Oh, pia pia mimi nilojoni kwa married. So alikuwa ananiambia ti people like us get sex once a month.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why sisi
he told me I don't have any. Aliambia I'm one of the all my employees that are ladies and then I was saying us.
Yeah, so it's but we still I still enjoy the conversations. Funny enough, even when a guest is difficult.
Yeah.
I still enjoy the conversations. I don't know if you
I do. You I do still. In fact, for me I like those difficult guests because I found a way of making them talk. Like you know, Kibe is very difficult, Elliot is very difficult. There are people that when you get them, you know, they are coming with a lot of suspicion around them. What are you going to ask me? Where do you want to take me? I don't want to go there. This is where I want to go. So they are coming like that. So you have to be very careful on how to let them go, let them say what they want. And the last one was very difficult with Kibe. Was very difficult.
When is it dropping?
It's dropping maybe next week.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Because me, we shot on Friday, dropped it on Saturday. And we spoke about a lot of stuff, and maybe I'd want your opinion on that, because on your show, as you said, you don't give your opinion.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on Samia Suluhu? Because this is one of the reasons why I really got beat up.
Yeah, I think Samia is a disgrace, man. Yeah, you know, first of all, she's not Tanzanian.
Yes.
She's Zanzibari, right?
Not Tanganyikan.
And for her to come... And what she's done really is to take that CCM, the party that really fought for independence and for the liberation of that country, and just shit on it. You know, that was really, really, really sad to watch. Like, this is a party that liberated Tanzanians. And then you are using the same party to just go and kill Tanzanians. I think it was very low of her to do that. And I'm thinking, you know, I think that Suluhu would have won the Tanzanian elections without killing anybody, without jailing anybody.
No, she wouldn't. I think, but
yeah,
continue.
I thought, anyway, even if she didn't win, she could push it. Because remember, she had bought all of those guys. Kina, what are they called? Those big Tanzanian musicians. They were all singing his name.
Yes, Kina Diamond.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I thought that she already had a lot of support on her side. And she could actually push that over the line. Right? But for her to think that it was not going to be possible, and then there was no election at all. That was the most funny thing about it.
Yes.
How can you have an election of so many millions of people and claim to have won by 97% vote, and there is no line of anybody
voting? The polling stations were empty.
Yeah.
That even her herself, she was on the line. Her security and her entourage was bigger than everyone else who was there.
You see?
That's how unpopular she is. That's why, I even heard PLO Lumumba saying the same thing, that he felt like she'd have won. But I said, by the way people abstained from voting. You see, even remember during Kumera here in Kenya, Uhuru supporters still went to vote.
Yeah.
Yes. And I remember even children voted. People always forget that part, that it was so pathetic. Even children were voting.
They gave them voter cards of they were voting. How are they voting?
See, you remember what happened after, there used to be that strict rule, what was it called? There used to be the strict rule of biometrics. And then when the Supreme Court nullified the elections, akina Uhuru and Naniwa, we have to change the constitution and bring back manual voting.
Yeah.
So in the process, what happened? I think even on my Facebook, I still have one of those images of a child just voting. It was pathetic. But if you were to look at this other situation, but people still showed up to vote. The Kumera, Viwaku, whatever. With the Tanzanian one, they did show up to vote.
Yeah.
And that also shows you how unpopular she is. Because if you're popular, we are going to show these people who've abstained that Sisi, we still, because nimetumia abstain, we still fuck with you. Not checky. No one showed up.
And that was the most interesting thing. So for me, I'm thinking that she should have just pushed it. But also I think Tanzanians started, going to the streets so late. You know, a day to the election, on the day of the election, it was really late.
But you saw the what Rani had said, Tundu Lissu had said, that October, tarehe 29, katawaka. So they knew that day because it was no reform, no elections. And I think they ended up arresting him. I think the protest would have been bigger if Lissu was free. Yeah. So they felt like they needed to arrest him. Because you feel like they should have started protesting when?
Earlier.
Mm.
Then they would have not, Sulu would not have had the opportunity to go to voting. I don't think there would have been elections if they started earlier.
Okay. Mm. But do you think, now looking at the numbers and the videos that we've seen, what do you think about the casualty numbers there? People are saying it's as high as 5,000. Other people are saying it's they've been exaggerated. Maybe it's 200, 300 people. You, the videos that you've seen?
Me, yeah, I would put it at about 1,000 people.
Mm.
Yeah, because those guys, it went dark, bro.
Mm.
It completely went dark. Nobody was seeing anything about what was happening.
Mm.
And all those bodies, and even CNN could not go there. The BBC could not go there. I don't know whether they went there. But they said that they were going to give us a video of what happened there. I think Larry Madow talked about it, or was it Larry Madow?
Yes. Larry is supposed to do a piece about it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
Because I'm thinking that even if they did not go there, like Larry did not go there, I think they could have done what they did in Gaza, whereby they would give Tanzanians themselves cameras to record whatever was going on over there. Because I think that Sulu was not going to allow any international journalist to go into that country some days to the elections. And anybody that applied to go there was not given... So I think they should have sent that and sent cameras or sent people or allowed people that were already, journalists that were already in the country, that are Tanzanians, to figure out. So I think we will actually know the correct number when that BBC comes. But BBC or CNN, but also BBC has been known to doctor stuff. Have you seen?
Yes. What do you think they've doctored? And what, because I always say they have to have a dog in that fight. Does BBC have a dog in the Tanzania fight for them to doctor anything? Before we talk about what you think they doctor.
But then, if we are asking that question, I don't think we should ask the question whether BBC has their dog there.
Mm.
We must ask who is BBC's whose dog.
Is the king's dog? I don't know.
It is the English dog.
Yes.
So the question that we think we should be asking ourselves is, do they have a stake in Tanzania? And what stake do they have in Tanzania? And if you have a stake in, if they have a stake in Tanzania, then it will be interesting for them. It will be important for them who takes over or who wins the elections. And now, if they don't like Sulu, then they can allow the BBC to fuck whatever they want, the fuck they want to do. If they don't like her, then it will be the other way around. So I feel like these guys, when they are doing something, they are doing it at the behest of somebody else.
Yes.
So the BBC has always worked for the. Before I forget, by the way, you need to talk to Maduke Yogada.
Mm.
Have you talked with him?
No.
He's told me some crazy ass story about what is happening in Laikipia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that video is coming up. I just thought now to tell you that you need to talk to him.
Yeah, the same way I think before when we started the show, I was asking you if you've talked to these two rappers.
Yeah.
Octopizzo and Calligraph. And I think you need to talk to them.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of stuff that you can get from them that I won't.
Because
my podcast, as much as it's Nene, it's also more, I joke a lot.
Yeah.
So there are places I don't go that you go.
Mm.
There are places I go that you don't go. I check it. I'm the sort of person who'll ask, Shane Nyonga. You understand? You're not that person. So we have to.
You think so?
Yeah. there's also this other very good podcaster. I don't know if you know him. He's called Kisiangani.
I've heard of him.
And a very funny comedian.
Yes.
Should have that dude. Like, the funny thing about me and him is when we sit down, we just talk shit.
Does he not have I think he has got a show coming up.
Yeah, yes, he has a stand-up coming up.
Yeah.
But apart from that, no, he has a radio show, Radio Generation. So a lot of people have gone there. And he's also like, we are all in the same ecosystem. You understand?
Mm.
And I feel like you and him would have an interesting conversation.
We should. So will you give me his number?
Yes.
Okay, great.
So there are those guests. So me and Kikujapa, we only talk shit. Like it's just, it's a 240-year-olds talking about jacking off, and it's just Nene.
Really?
Yeah. But with you, I think maybe.
Like,
you can
how many
get
times
him.
You jack in a week?
Like, especially after, what's his name? After Kibe said that we don't get any.
Yeah.
Yes, that's all.
But what do you think about it, though? This red pill community. What is your feeling about it?
I've always had a problem with it to the level of their fans do not understand that these guys don't practice what they preach.
They don't?
Perfect example is the first time that I met Kibe physically, if I'm not wrong, was at a show that we did, both did, Ilkwa Crossboard. It was supposed to appear on his side, alafu appear on my side. And Kibe was there with his kids, hanging out. The Kibe that you see, the character you see, would never hang out with his kids. I don't care. Like, put yourself first. Fuck the kids.
So,
there are those fans that believe that.
Yeah.
So that's Kibe. So with Kibe, when he used to start his show, I always say there's one thing he used to say, this is a comedy show. The minute you miss that part of this is a comedy show, you start taking him seriously. So with Kibe, I'll say, I actually understand. The fact that I look at him as a comedian, I understand that he's joking. But when I look at someone like Amerix, I actually feel like Amerix believes his own bullshit. But then Amerix is so thin-skinned. I've never seen anyone who's as thin-skinned as Amerix. Do you know how many people Amerix has blocked? I think even Ampiami Wagamini block. I don't block people. Like, I always feel like the minute you are blocking someone on, like, Twitter and what, it's pathetic. Especially if just because they have a different opinion. If it's something that's really personal and they've pissed you off, I'll understand. You can always even do what? You can always, you see, Amerix has blocked you.
Oh, really?
Yes, because I call out his bullshit. He'll say something there like, short girls get angry fast. I'm like, what's the scientific backing of that? Then block. So that's what I feel about
him. He's never come to your studio?
No. He's very thin-skinned. One thing that no one can say that Andrew Kibe is thin-skinned. No one can ever say that. Kibe stands by his bullshit. He'll talk shit and he'll stand by it. And I respect that. Anyone who you challenge them kidogo, they block you, I find them to be useless.
Yeah. I agree. It's I think that life is very nuanced and very fluid. And you cannot just say that this kind of people behave this way.
Yeah.
Well, you could say that most of the people that are like this will behave this way, but not all of them. So when you write books about this, talking about, for example, married people, like they always follow what their wives say. I mean, which houses have you gone to, you know, that makes you say that? Like you say that married people are all under some kind of yoke, are in a prison. Me, I've never been in a prison. I don't look like I've been in a prison because I don't know. My wife doesn't know where I am right now, you know. And I will go and play FIFA. I will go and have an evening with my boys.
Yes.
I will go off for a weekend away. But some people are like, I have to get a visa. Mimi, history, I could get visas from wives. You get visas?
No. Me, it's in Nikki. But the way I also look at it is, you've been married for how long?
10 years.
10 years. So I think we've been married for around the same period of time. And I've come to understand, maybe it's a compatibility issue where there are people whose life is so dramatic. Like, unasikiaga mtu anakuambia, like, hiyo siku bibi amenirushia sufuria, unashindwa, ai! Like, where does it reach?
Ninashangaa.
Mpaka mnarushia na sufuria.
And then some people also ask me that we have never fought, that sijawahi piga bibi yangu. And they are shocked. Like, yani you've never fought physically.
Eh, wanashindwa, how does that happen?
How does that happen?
Yeah. How does that happen? Because now even that makes me come up with another story. Remember when we were starting, you asked me, like, what are we going to talk about? And I told you you're a podcaster, so we'll go. So I have questions, but this has just come up, yes?
Hey, konene, nime interrupt show kukurimand you a Lemfi. Kama uko US ama Canada, nonetaka kutuma do Kenya, register kwa Lemfi ukitumia promo code Ekonene. Hita kuguarantee $20 cashback on your first $100 transaction. Alafu pia time una register, make sure ume tick the two checkboxes za notifications di uku ukireceive info about amazing offers through newsletters. Na pia usijali, Lemfi hatumagi hizi maletters za yani unajua, like ma messages za kipumbavu. Pia usisahau, every time una transact $50 and above una earn points. Na the more una transact, the more points you earn, and you can redeem them as cash ile time unatuma pesa. Alafu pia, kitu nanibamba kabisa ni saizi, kitumia Lemfi, muzabaki umelipa pay bills na till numbers directly. That means muzabaki umehandle bills za maparo wako ukiwezo masaid za States ama masaid za Canada. Alafu pia, we mwenyewe, as a Lemfi user, baki umetafuta ile button miandikwa get USD $20, ubaki umeinvite mabeste zako, na ukiinvite mabeste zako, on their first $100 transaction, unapata pesa ngapi? $20 cashback. So unangoja nini? Baki umechangamuka, ingia Lemfi. Lemfi, international payments for everyone. Eko nene.
So, yeah, but wacha to come back to podcasting. So at what point do you want to Dialogues with Jagero?
Dialogues with Jagero. Dialogues with Jagero was not supposed to be there, man.
Mm.
It was an afterthought. So I was having a... you know, when I hit 40, I was having some sort of a crisis.
Mm.
You know, and I had these two friends that we were hanging out with all the time.
Mm.
And then I said to myself, why am I feeling so this way?
Mm.
I had a conversation with someone and they told me that probably, what is it that you really, really wanted to do? I said, I wanted to be a Catherine Kasuvuli. I wanted to be a Nimrod Taabu.
Yes.
I wanted to be Jeff Koinange.
Mm.
I wanted to be those people.
Mm.
And then we realized that I really can't be those people anymore because time imeenda. Mm.
Mm.
So what was the closest thing that I could do to sort of come close to what I really, really wanted to become?
Yes.
Now to go on any podcasting.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Mm. You understand? So I started a podcasting with two of my friends. Did not go away very well.
Mm.
Vile tulikuwa tunaongea story, somebody needs this more than the other.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Mm.
And then at some point, it does not work.
Mm.
And then I realized that it was not working. So I pressed these two friends of mine and asked them, what is going on? And we took a break because nobody was pulling as I was.
Mm.
And then because we were supposed to regroup after three months, and think about whether we are having this or not. But at the end of the 3 months, how wengine hawakuwa wamefikiria anything.
Because it was a hobby.
Yeah, it was a hobby.
Mm.
So that is the day Dialogues Jagero was born.
Oh, okay.
And it took off pretty fast. One of my first guests was Amakove Wala, that really took
the
me
lady.
From one step to the other. Big leap.
Mm.
And then I got some very good guests that were really, really, really good. That's how it took off.
Mm. Mm. Oh, okay. And how did that affect the friendship? Are you still friends? The guys used
that
to work
friendship
with?
Did not work really well. I think it's not me starting the podcast that fucked up the friendship.
Mm.
But I think some friendships, at some point you just realize that this is not working. Us being together, we are not having anything in common. We are not driving to the same destination. You understand?
Mm,
and then you just decide, okay, this is a crossroad. Mutu aende left, mutu aende right.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think we are not really, we can't say that we are enemies, but we are not friends also.
Mm.
Because I've been very busy since.
No. Mm. Oh, okay. And of course, like, where do you find yourself, like, mostly loving to talk about when you're on your podcast? Because when I'm solo, mostly I'm talking about politics.
Mm.
I always find myself talking about politics. And the thing that I think keeps me from reaching my highest heights is I really mock religion. I really try myself not to mock it.
Yeah, these days, yeah?
I've always mocked religion. It's just that right now
from when? When's the person who
is in religion?
See, I know everybody that is poor is into religion, bro. It is only after getting YouTube money that you think that God is shit.
this is a funny thing. I've always, I became an atheist at 24.
Really?
Yes.
That is a long time ago.
Yes, I'm 45 right now. So I've been an atheist for over 21 years. I stopped going to church when I was 18. Like actively going to church. So afterwards, then you start realizing how this thing was brought to you by white people. And for a very long time, they treated us like we are less human. And what, so you look at all this, and if it's not the white person, it's the Arab. And then you start questioning that, okay, so you're telling me this is my God, but my God, I have to speak a foreign language for my God to understand me. that does not sit well with me. So that's why how I end up sometimes mocking it. Like I'm there like, oh, damn, a virgin gave birth. Oh, this is so good. Because, you know, but now, right now, through science, a virgin can give birth. You understand? So it's not beyond comprehension that a virgin can give birth. But yes, I always feel like that keeps me down. It's what stops me from going to the next level. Because someone will love me today. Then tomorrow anaamka napata video yangu nikicheka juu ya Yesu ana kasirika
na
ana unsubscribe. So but you, which topics do you enjoy?
I usually look at my podcast as a magazine.
Yes, okay.
So a magazine has got very many moving limbs. A magazine, if you look at a magazine, you can have sports in a magazine.
Yes.
You can have relationships in a magazine. You can have health in a magazine. You can have all those things in a magazine. When I started, I was doing just social issues.
Mm.
You know, mambo. I was doing things to do with relationships. I was doing things to do with sex. I was doing things to do with health. A little bit of politics and so on and so forth. But then at some point, I realized that DWJ is not political at all.
Okay.
That is why I decided to actually start a political podcast.
Political Headache.
Political Headache, which I really love.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, it's a great podcast. And it's grown fast.
Yeah, it's grown really, really fast. Right now, we have got 50,000 followers on YouTube, on Facebook and about 20,000 on YouTube. So it has gone really fast. In a matter of months, I think. We started it this year. I think in June.
Damn, that's less than 5 months.
Yeah, na ime fly kabisa. So that is what I do at my podcast. I love talking about politics with a few friends of mine, and now politicians want to come there like in droves because they want to sell their agenda, whatever the fuck they want to sell.
Yes.
Yeah, but so those are the kind of stories that I do. I have a health a playlist right now. I have a travel. I really, really love travel. But bro, I'm not able to do it properly.
Why?
I'm not sure. It's just that I feel like even the equipment to do it, there is a way I want to rig a car for a proper travel video.
Oh.
But I've not come close to that kind of rigging because, you know, my cameras are very studio kind of cameras. So kutembenazo is very difficult. Then I bought the Pocket 3. Which I'm using to do travel, but then I realized that the sound is not very good.
Okay.
Now I ordered a mic 3, which will now pair with it automatically, and I'm trying to do it. It is something that I really, really love. The other thing that I really, really love is sports that I'm not able to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Because you know, you say that you're doing two podcasts. You must be having is it not strenuous? So, you know. What most people do not understand is like Ikonini is like Citizen, but a mini is Citizen.
Yes, yes.
It's a mini, you know. It's a mini KTN and needs a lot of work.
Yes.
So that is. But if somebody gave me, for example, 300 million right now, Ikonini, what I would do is that I would build a content house.
Yes.
And have a sports show, have a political show which I already have, a magazine show. And reviews. Do you know how much I love your podcast for reviewing, man?
The
Lupuli one.
Yes.
I really, really love it.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't know that.
That surprised me. Like when you told me that you got the EcoFlow because of me.
I got the EcoFlow because that is the first place. I used to see the reviews in the US talking about it. The first time I realized that, oh shit, this thing is in Kenya.
Can work in Kenya.
It's when you were talking about it. And even the yenye ile ni uma sana when you're reviewing niyo nini. Ni yo kispeak ama ni ni clip switch ama ni
clip. Yes.
Ili ni uma vizuri.
What? Yeah.
Because I want
that bass.
I want this shit, but where do I why do I find, bro?
Kitu
uliletewa aje na yuki yote.
I shipped it. I was lucky. Like you know, just jambia watu. So nilishipa ikaenda kwa the shipping company.
Kentex Cargo.
Wako based in Delaware, inaitwa Quantuo.
Okay.
So it went to Quantuo. And they shipped, they made two shipments, wakisahau. So because of that, when they were apologizing to me, instead of charging me volumetric weight, they charged me weight. Yeah, okay. If they charged me volumetric,
ungelia
kwa cho.
Ungelia.
Maybe
there is a time I was charged volumetric weight by Kentex Cargo. Mama, I made all the noise in this world. It came to 80K.
What are you importing?
It was a screen, a 27-inch screen, your Mac.
Mm.
Hiyo kitu ilikuwa expensive, bro.
When mtu wa nini inaita, what is it called? When mtu wa zile Apple, that Apple's Apple display. Apple display. Yeah, you ndo uko nayo?
Yeah.
Wewe na best yangu, this is a friend of mine. Nikushota kwa Kiwochi podcast, mnaweza sikizana sana. Na mitaga Feeding Gears, aka Moguchi. Mnaweza sikizana yeye. Cuz I always find him to also be that sort of person who'll spend $1,500 on a screen and sleep at night.
Yeah.
Mimi now $1,500 on a TV, we are talking. TV screen ya editing. Yeah. Ni editor anatumia miss to me. Yeah, it's a problem. Editor pole.
I'm the one who actually uses it.
Hey, you're the one who edits.
No, I edit. I do a lot of work on
graphic design.
Canva shit.
Yeah, because I know that screen is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But I think they still overcharge you. 80,000?
They do.
How did they come up to 80,000? Because 27-inch.
Volumetric. Unajua yuki box yake ni kubwa. Yeah, you see now that it's a 27-inch. Yes. And then the box, it's like 27-inch here. Mm. Then the box goes like that.
Mm.
It is inside the box. There's another mini box where that houses it. And then this big poof is just to protect it. Very big one. And heavy.
I love to say kuja by plane. Because you kuja by ship.
Because
by ship, yes, we people who love tech, you can't wait for 3 months.
No, but you see now the problem with shipping, especially for these other shippers, is scam, man. Because they still charge weight. Why are they still charging weight if it is ship?
Kuna wale wanacharge weight. Because we have your gown in volumetric too, but now it's not that expensive. So, kama vile uli spend 80,000, most probably if it ingekuja by ship, maybe ungechargiwa.
I'm looking for a company that I can use to ship properly on by sea. Because hao wengine wenye, I don't even want to say their names here. But
I'll connect you to a friend of mine,
who
ships by ship. Like a lot of stuff from the US na China.
Okay.
So mtabonga, so ile kitu inza happen, utakuwa ukiweka yako hapo ndani. Alafu sasa unamchotea yeye mwenyewe. Kuzi anachukuaga full containers.
Exactly.
So watu wa full container unapata gadi, there is a space anaweza kuwekea kitu yako ndogo.
Kama 98-inch TV.
Yes. And they won't charge you. Because 98-inch TV, ukileta through na plane, utachajiwa million shillings. So they won't charge you.
Utawacha kwa yapo.
Yeah, utawacha kwa nini. Yeah. So watakuchajibu. Oe, unasataka kuship TV?
Sindio.
Oh, okay. 98-inch. I'm a TV nerd, but I'm also a quality nerd. And the fact that you have an Apple display, unless your brain is so good that...
I want to do an LG. Would you recommend?
Yes, LG, but I would not go for ISO 98-inch. I'd go for maximum 77, so that it's OLED.
There is no OLED that is
98? Itakuwa bei ya nyumba. itakuwa expensive. Itakuwa expensive. But
because right now I have 75-inch for my house in the Nini.
Yeah.
But you know, my real house, do you know where it is? It is in the village.
Oh,
my real
okay.
house is in the village.
Mm.
The one that I've built with my sweat and shit.
Because a village who stays there. I remember.
I go there every month.
You remember me of my friend. There's a friend of mine. I think you've seen his writing. Ephraim Jagger.
Yes.
Ephraim Jagger, I think, has once written about how, I think I'll call it a dead capital.
Wajana na hizo stories are Ephraim Jagger. Do you know, I go to the village every month.
Okay.
And
okay.
I stay there for about 3 days.
Oh.
Mm. You know?
Mm.
And Yani, I made that house the way I wanted.
Mm.
The Umegero. Kitchen. Yes. Mm. The way I want it.
Mm.
It is my dream. You know, I thought I would buy a house. I would build a house in Nairobi. Mm. Nishinda, bro.
I always tell people that Nairobi, kuna watu kama sisi who are born to rent. Alafu kuna watu wali nini wa kununua. Because
yes.
Whatever you're buying, it's never worth that money.
No, it's
you
not.
You get a very basic house.
Yeah.
We were having this conversation Anani leo, like today at called Butita.
Mm.
We were talking about different stuff. And I remember Butita telling me the way you'll find someone buying a house here, 8 million shillings. Unamuliza why? Because taki kulipa rent. Alafu unamuliza, e place, when you know 8 million, if you had to pay rent in this house, how much would you pay? Anakuambia 50,000 shillings. So Butita was asking me, how bright is it to spend 8 million shillings to save 50? And don't forget, ukishainunua, now it's your responsibility. So wall iki crack, you're going to repair the wall.
Yes.
So at the end of the day, you're not saving anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it ends up...
Me, I build in the village and I love it.
Mm. Just build, because Nairobi is expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yeah. Ukonta kubuild wapi hapa Nairobi?
Si nilikuwa tu na hiyo dream ya kubuild. Sio ati hata kuziji ni wapi. Kwa ningenunua ile ya boni huko. Kwa mtu huko.
So, otolibilaje, did you use modern architecture?
Yes, yes.
Old school? Oh, okay.
Everything modern, yeah. Mm. Everything modern. It's my dream house in the village.
So, who stays there when you're not there?
I lock it.
You lock it, eh?
Yeah.
Ukienda unapata buru.
No. Mm. See, I cover it with polythene.
Oh.
And you know, they see the way they do in the movies. Shwa!
Yeah,
how to do that?
Hakuna mtu anaishi dala anashindwa. Niye ni duanyore.
No. I get somebody to clean it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Anaenda naifungua, hewa inaingia, alafu inakliniwa, then they just cover the sofaset.
Oh, and then do they flush the toilets? Ushendo tisigi, if you go to a place, you'll find it your smell that comes from the toilet. It's
now,
not shit. It's not shit, but there's like a certain smell.
Now Mimi, what I did a bio tank.
Mm.
Which is very modern.
Oh, okay.
With valves everywhere that kuna kitu yenye na vomit.
Oh.
Joa in Louise jongok.
Eh, so hakuna kitu na ngoko.
Hakuna kitu na ngoko.
Cuz that one kitu niliambiwa, and maybe someone who's watching us anafaa kujua hivi. Like if you have a house that you don't stay in, ama you take a very long time kuenda, always make sure there's someone who goes at least once a week to flush.
Yeah.
That keeps the pipes and the smell does not start coming back into the house.
So it's very good. Although somebody is there that is looking after the home, I have a dog there that is fed every other day.
Mm. Mm. Now, you may get happy, like within your father's compound?
Yes.
You're the firstborn, secondborn? Where are you?
I am the fourth.
Mm.
Fourth born.
So, who would say, uliruka tu Simba?
Mi niliruka, mi zikugedo uko kwetu.
Mm.
But there is a reason.
Mm.
By the time I was supposed to get old, my father's house was in ruins.
Okay.
And my brother that I follow had already left the place. So it was a gunda.
Mm.
So culturally, I should have gone and built a house in my brother's compound before I build my own home.
Mm.
But I did not.
You just built your own.
Yeah, I am an atheist in as far as culture is concerned.
Mm. That makes sense. Kuna hizo vitu zile, you're like, let me just skip this
going
part.
Too much.
Yeah. And how was the building process? Because I always find it to unaanza na budget ya 5 million, tuseme, you end up spending.
I built in stages.
Mm.
Yeah. I built in stages. I started with the foundation.
Mm.
The foundation was there for like 8 months.
Okay.
Nikarudi, nikaraise the walls.
Mm.
Nikawacha hapo, nikakuja nikafanya linton, nikawacha hapo, nikakuja nikafanya roofing, nikawacha hapo, nikakuja nikafanya the tiling then the gridding or whatever. Forgotten the name. Yeah, so in stages, and then after that I did the walls, then after that I did the ceiling, then after that I did the paint, and then after that I did the piping and so many things. Just in stages, akukua na pesa
nimeka
mahali yenye tungetumia. Yeah.
Oh, alafu sa your bio tank it works well, eh?
Works, it's perfect.
It works so you can flush your toilets, you can
very, very well. And then what they did for me was that the water from the bafu is going to a sock pit. And then from the toilet is going to the tank. And then there is some solution that they mwaga there. It's, I don't know what it's called, an enzyme or whatever.
Yes.
It's very good.
Okay. Because that's the funny thing. I've been thinking of kuseti ya mother bio tank.
Yeah.
Yes.
It works really well.
Because unajizo keja za ocha, you build them.
The problem is really piping. If the piping is not done well, then there will be a problem.
But I think I talked to some people, they were like, they can grab or from her.
Mom, your mother is in Ocha?
Iko Ocha, yeah.
And your dad?
Nishambiaga watu story ya mother. My mom, when Mindil maliza chuo, and I turned 19, there's a time where my mom, are they da la duogo? And she just went to Ocha and never came back. Tunampigia tuko, mom, natu diwan? She was like, you people are grown. So my mom has been in Ocha since 1999.
Oh, is that so?
Mm. So
is it from 3?
Yeah, my mom has been in Ocha itime yote. So in the process but so kuna keja yake, but I don't like the toilet situation. It's a little bit old school. It's a little bit old school. So
all right.
So there's that. Oh, okay. And so now let's talk about author, being an author. How did that happen? Because you are a jack of all trades. And yeah, a master of all. Let me not say a master.
When you are born without a spoon. Some are born with a silver spoon, ndio.
You
kuti kitu na kwangu hiyo spoon ama inakuanga aje? Ni silver tu.
Ni silver na iko na kitu, I think that's what they mean.
Yeah.
Because I think it's like the Sauti Sol song Nerea. Yo ukisema mtoto anakuja na sahani yake, always hiyo sahani ina chakula
mingi hiyo story.
Yeah.
Chana upendangi your story. So, you know, when I went to school and studied mass communication and journalism, and when you think about authorship, that's actually my line.
Okay.
So, mimi, vile nilimaliza shule, and I was not able to get a job in the media stations, I said I wanted to go to Rwanda and research on my first book.
Okay.
And I left this country and went to Rwanda and stayed in Rwanda for 1 year, researching the genocide.
Okay.
The genocide of 1994. So I researched and then wrote my first book called the Ghosts of 1894.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why 1894 and not 1994?
Because when I did my research, I realized that the genocide actually started in Germany 100 years before it happened.
Okay.
During the war between Germany and France. You know, and Belgium was katikati yao, and they wanted to go and attack France, but then they had to pass through Belgium, and Belgium said that we are a neutral country, and you are not able to pass here with mortars and artilleries, and then the Germans said we will go there, and on our way we will rape your women and burn your villages, and that's exactly what they did.
Okay.
So when they were fucking around with the Belgians in Europe, there was the Belgian Congo. Where the soldiers, the colonizers, the Belgian colonizers were in Congo. But then the Germans were in Rwanda. So they went and kicked out the Germans from Rwanda. They are fucking with us in Europe, we'll fuck with them in Africa.
Okay.
And that is how they took over Rwanda and started preferential treatment against the Hutus.
Because the Tutsis were more lighter skinned amount. What happened?
Light skinned, beautiful. Beautiful height and agreeable. So that's how it started. So I tracked it from there all the way to 1994. That was my first book.
Okay.
And then I did.
And kwanini, when you research about it, it's classified as fiction.
It is historical fiction.
Oh, okay.
Historical fiction. So my characters are it is based on true events, but the movements, the scenes are fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing true about my scenes. I'm imagining them based on true accounts. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I did True Citizen, which is basically about town. A police officer's wife, you know, gets into a love affair with a makanga. Yeah. So that is my other book. Then the other book that I've written is called Why the Hospital Corridor is White. Is about a woman that is married to the hospital, and the husband is an accountant, and you know wanaanza kuvutana.
Married to the hospital, because of her profession.
Because she's always there.
Okay.
And the man is an accountant in shorts, and you know is horny and wants to sleep with women in Naivasha. So that kind of love, kind of relationship. Yeah. Then. I wrote Urban Lovers and Liars.
Okay.
Yeah. Story ya tao. You know, wa vile watu wanadinyana hii tao. Where a woman is having somebody paying for rent, another one taking her to Naivasha, another one paying her school fees. Then there is you.
podcast. Lakini, see your podcast, yeah. But see, I think... In such a equation, we'll be the luckiest ones because at least we are free most of the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
When I say then there is you, it means you're also taking care of something. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Maybe we're in the one part of your camera that's influencing.
Influencing and I'm 4K.
Yeah. And then I wrote now, because I've been a freelancer, me, I've never been employed.
Mm. Which, I respect that. But
yeah, never been employed.
Because I always look at all the years I was employed.
Yeah, I've never been employed even once. Mm. So for the last 16, 17 years, I've never been employed.
You had to figure it out.
And I've always worked online. I worked for the Chinese, worked for the Americans, worked for Europeans, anybody around the world. I've translated it for the French.
Worked for the Chinese, what do you mean? Because I didn't understand kuna lugha.
See, now, they find out. They find out that you do translation work. But then, you actually don't understand Chinese. So you get a Chinese. You are the owner of the contract. But then you get somebody who understands Chinese to do the work. So if the work is paying 200,000, then you give the other person maybe 80,000 and you remain with the 120 or vice versa.
Okay.
You know, so that one. So then I realized that the problem with Kenyans is that they are always looking for work in Kenya. So mutu anafanya kazi Naivasha, anaanza kutembea na envelope uko Naivasha. Mwingine ako Nakuru doing the same thing. But then it is also true that there are very few jobs in Kenya. But there are lots of jobs, Maju. So this is the thing. If you're working, for example, as an executive assistant, there is something called email assistant. So somebody would be paying somebody like that maybe $20 an hour in New York. And I'm working for 4 hours in a day.
Yes. That's $80. $80.
That is $80. That is how much? About good 12, in Kenya. About 11,000 or 10,000.
Yes. Let's Sindio. Work with 10K, yes.
10K, right? But then this person realizes, oh shit, I can actually have a Kenyan do this thing and I pay them 2,000 a day. That is how much in a month?
60K.
Exactly. So there are so many of those jobs that I have done. You know, web design. People charge 7,000 for web design in the United States. A small informational website. But then in Kenya, they realize, oh shit, I can actually pay somebody 100,000 in Kenya. And that job belongs to you.
7,000 dollars, eh?
Yes.
Okay.
$7,000. Yeah. So I wrote a book. Telling people how to get those jobs. It's called Gold Mine.
Oh, the Gold Mine. Okay, yes. okay.
25 online hustles. There's a problem that also people do not understand about working online. And you know it.
Yeah.
That payment gateway is usually a big problem. Unaanza job and then you realize they only pay you through Stripe. Now, however, you can't have a Stripe account in Kenya. You know, so there are so many dynamics that you have to go through. So I wrote that book, my best-selling book, actually.
Okay. I think I need to grab that one.
My best-selling books.
And read now, it and then review. Because I always try to tell people about online opportunities. But I don't understand the online space as much as you.
Huku no mimi nimekuwa nikiishi. Nimekula pesa huko sana.
Yeah, okay.
Hata podcast bado tu ni huko online.
yeah, ni online. Like internet ndio
kitu
ina to feed.
Yeah, that's and a lot of people also do not understand that content creation is very lucrative. Like for us, we are just Ikonini and Jagero and the rest and Kinalin Gugi are just scratching the surface. Where unajua kina MPHD?
Yeah, najua.
Yani mtu anachapa one video na nampatia 3 million
views.
You know?
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I love it. That's not just 3 million views. It's 3 million views from an American audience.
Yes.
When you think about the amount of money, Mieta Siangalia GMKBHD, there's this other girl that I follow called, I don't agree with like 90% of her views, Candace Owens.
Yes.
Candace, have you ever seen?
Yes.
She posts at least 4 times a week and each video on average does 2 million views.
Exactly. That is a whole lot of money.
I'm always half with an American audience where they're thinking like, how much money does this?
But also, for me, I've just never understood why Kenyans do not want to put money in content creation. When I own an economy hobby. Like, that thing is better than real estate by far. Even the money that you earn here, even if you had 3 apartments, you don't earn that money, bro.
I think the argument is with the 3 apartments, you don't have to work. We have to wake up and work. I think that's how.
What do you mean you don't have to work? You have to clean up those houses, bro.
And hizi kama irentisha siku na mtu anaingia hapo.
Hapana, hizo vitu bado kuna shida. Na mtu alipiza zingine.
Yeye yeah, najua.
Ati usipolipa zinaenda kutafuta auctioneer. Kwani hiyo si kazi?
Enye ni ushaitwa auctioneer.
Bado bwana, but my friends have.
Mimi nishaitrade ni wanacho. Kuna kinyumba niko naishi. pale Ngara. It got rough cuz nilingia keje ikiwa 27,000 shillings. Alafu they put this a small part kwa contract yako. We are going to increase the rent by 10% every year. Looks like very small money. So, si first year ni 27,000. Second year, 29,700. By third year, we are 32. By fourth year, we are 35,000 and 36,000. Tushafika 40. Tushafika 44. By time, kumuka nilingia ikiwa 27. Like by the eighth year, muko at 48,000.
Really?
Yeah, and you come to think about it later and you're like, I was a young person, so I didn't respect money as much as I should have. So at some point, you're 48,000 ilikuwa na lemea. So ilikuwa ga, if you don't pay, it's owned by like some old Indian, but it's run through a company. So they used to tell you life. So, and at 1 month behind, auctioneer jana kuja kukutreatened. Unaona tu fala imekuja kwa mlango wako. Iko like a mini auctioneer.
I've been sent a letter to kick me out. Sio auctioneering because nilikuwa I was like a prefect of the place. So I was bringing tenants together and telling them fuck this landlord.
Akona ujinga.
Yeah, he gave me 3 letters nikamwambia mimi sitoki. Nitakupeleka kwa rent tribunal. Twende tuongee mambo kwa then ana step back. Sema huyu jamani mjuaji.
I hope it was not a Kikuyu landlord. Because a story, Ian gave me this story and it was funny. There was a Kikuyu landlord who had this building and he was like, he's going to take any tribe but Luo.
Yes.
But now his excuse for not taking Luo is what's funny. Alikuwa anasema because we eat ugali and the ugali is hard. Ati tunakunia mavingumu. Ati tutamblokia. We are going to block his pipes. Yeah. Kwa sewa, ya! Kia, mjaruga pala. Kunia mavingumu. I found that to be funny.
So maybe as an experience, labda likula ugali akaona vile na
yeah, so ugali yetu wanakuwa gali.
Yeah, but you see, your stomach has to get used to it. Wezi toka kwa waru kuji kwa ugali and you think it's going to be the same.
Yeah, yeah. So I found that to be nini. Yeah. Oh, okay. So, what happened? Uliendelea kuka?
Sindio. Mbaka waleo.
Oh, it's the same place. Sana kwa chiki.
Anani watch.
Anako chichano. Hapo yakangi kwa mjaka kwa dialogue smakchia.
Anako kwa ya, bado tunaishi huko tu.
Oh, okay, but sasa nini uwezaje ku balance being an author and a podcaster? Because I feel like writing is a full-time job.